Alrighty. Well, we are now joined by Noah Gregson, driver of the number 9 Junior Better Sports Chevrolet and our third place finisher. We'll get right into questions here for Noah. Let's kick things off with Davey Segal. Go ahead, Davey.
Noah, not making the championship four, obviously disappointing. Does this mean that your season is not successful, or how do you, I guess, evaluate your season now?
I feel like it was a success. The season's not over, but the beginning of the year, we want to go finish top five every single race. And the last 6 races, we finished top 5 or top 3, 5 of the 6 races. So, it's unfortunate not making the final 4, but we don't have that 40th place finish at Kansas. Getting taken out, it might be a different story. So, super proud of Dave Ellens and the Bass Pro Shop team. These number 9 guys work really hard and have been putting in a lot of effort, a lot of late nights at the shop, and definitely a bummer, but I don't think it's a failure by any means. It just is what it is.
Today specifically, do you think that you would have had anything for the 20 if you had another restart, or was he in his own zip code?
If the 7 wasn't there, I would have got him.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, and that was kind of my question, but so you felt you had a good enough car. It was just a matter of needing Justin to pretty much make a mistake to get by him.
No, I meant on the restart. If the 7 wasn't outside of the 20, I would have got the 20 on the restart. There at the beginning, I wanted to let Justin put pressure on the 20 early on, and figured he would have tried passing him, and then. I didn't want to let the 20 get away by trying to pass the 7. So if it was somebody else outside of him on the restart, I would have taken the lead off of turn 2. But because Justin was to the outside of him on that final restart, he's going for a championship in points, and I don't want to ruin his chances, So because it's a teammate out there, you're not going to bulldog your way up through there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Ashley McCubbin. Go ahead, Ashley.
Given the success that you guys have had this year, how excited does this have you looking towards 2021?
Excited. I'm always excited for another day to come, another week to come, another year to come. All we can do as a team is keep growing and keep on learning each other. I feel like we're a family already. So very proud of Dave Ellens and the rest of this team. It's unfortunate, but you're always looking forward to the next weekend after a race.
And looking into the off season, what do you feel you guys need to work on so that we're even stronger next year?
Nothing.
Alrighty, Noah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We will see you at next week.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.